This week's parsha is Parshas Re'eh. Moshe continues his admonishment and his rebuke and his reminders to the Bnei Yisrael. We are mere days and a number of parshos away from his Petira. How does the parsha begin? Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Vav. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'eh, Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Brach Ukala. See, I place before you today blessing and curse. As Habracha, the blessing, Asher Tishmu Amitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Eschem Hayom. The blessing that you listen to the commandments of Hashem your God that I command you today. And Rashi says, Es HaBracha Amenas Asher Tishmu. The blessing will come on condition that you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God that I command you today. So the blessings aren't for free. It's contingent upon our fulfilling the mitzvahs. The Haklala and the curse, Imlo Sishmu Amitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. If you do not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, Visarta Min HaDerech, and you stray from the path, Asher Anochi Mitzadcha Eschem Hayom, that I command you today, to go after the gods of others who you did not know. So we see that Parshas Re'eh begins with Moshe Rabbeinu saying, there are two choices before you. The blessing will come, that will happen when you listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, and the klala rachmana litzlan, the curses will come if you do not listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. The Kotzker Rebbe says in a very drashic interpretation on the first pasuk, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Brachu Klala. Read the pasuk as Re'eh Anochi. See me, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. See me. See what the Torah can accomplish. See what a person can become when they invest their entire lives into living as an Eved Hashem. Re'eh Anochi. See Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. See me. And if you ascribe to, if you strive to, if you want to live up to striving to be an Eved Hashem, you too can become on your own level a Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to speak specifically about the fact that when it comes to the blessing, the pasuk says, Asher Bracha Asher Tishmu, the blessing that you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. And then the next pasuk says, V'haklala Im Lo Sishmu, and the curse if you do not listen. Why by the bracha does it say Asher Tishmu, that you will listen? And by the klala, the curse, it says Im Lo Sishmu, if you do not listen. What is the difference between Asher, that, and Im, if? Specifically, asher is vis-a-vis the bracha, and the klala uses the term im. So I quote from the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman. It is a Feldheim Sefer, and he quotes in his Short and Sweet on the Parsha a number of different interpretations into the difference between es habracha asher tishmu, v'haklala im lo sishmu. So here we go. Okay. So first he says, the blessings are that you listen, but the curses are if you do not listen. Why the difference? The Ramban says the meaning of that, asher, is that the brachos are there to enable us to serve Hashem further. We will receive blessings, the brachos of Hashem, so we will have the spiritual and material resources necessary to serve Him properly. This is how the pasuk should be read. Quote, the blessing is given so that you will be able to listen to the commandments of Hashem further. So we understand that everything that Hashem gives us, it reminds me very much of what Rashi says to V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha u'v'chol me'odecha, back in Perek Vav of the book of Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Hei, b'chol me'odecha, Rashi says b'chol me'monecha, with all of your resources, with all of your money. So Hashem gives us resources, Hashem gives us material wealth in order that, as a bracha, all the material wealth we have is given to us, asher tishmu amitzvos Hashem agechem. So you can use those physical material resources in order that you shall serve Hashem your God. However, according to the Ramban, when it comes to aveiros, Hashem is not interested in us sinning. He is not interested in enabling us to sin further. So when it comes to the sinning, the aveiros, the klala, the word used is im, if, because that would be inappropriate. It would signify we are being enabled to sin, chas v'sham. The klala will come if we do not listen, but the blessing comes in order to enable us that we should be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a very important lesson here, and that lesson is that we should recognize that all the good, the gashmis, the physicality we have in our lives is given to us in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have money, be'ezrat Hashem. We use it to build a sukkana, to buy a lulavna. We use it to buy shmur matzah. We use it to send our children or our grandchildren to yeshivas and day schools. Es habracha Asher Tishmu, I give you the blessing so that you will be enabled to listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. That's one interpretation of his beautiful Musar Haskam practical application. Another interpretation that the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha brings down is from the Nitziv, Ha'emek Davar. The Nitziv says, the great Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin Zatzal, instead of focusing on future ability to serve Hashem, like the Ramban does, the Nitziv focuses on our ability to do the mitzvahs in the here and now. Without Hashem's blessing in the present, we could not perform His commandments today. For example, one cannot dwell in a sukkah unless Hashem gives a person the means to build the sukkah. Therefore, the Nitziv reads, as Habracha Asher Tishmu'u, the blessing is that one has been given the means to be able to listen to the commandments to Hashem in the present. So the Ramban says that the good we are given enables us to serve Hashem in the future. You have been given blessings so that you will serve God in the future. Whereas the Nitziv says a little bit differently, you have been given the blessing so you'll be able to listen to the commandments in the present. Every day, the here and now, when we wake up, when we say Moda Ani, when we say Sha'asali called Sarki, God provides us with all of our needs. We have to recognize that in the here and now, there is no moment like the present. There is no gift like today. Time is fleeting, so we must grab the opportunity to do mitzvahs today, utilizing all of the bracha, the blessing, the bounty that Hashem has given us. Another approach, quoted by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, is as follows. The Panim Yafos takes a different approach. He explains that in the end of days, the Jewish people will do teshuvah and the achos hayam, and we will repent. And when we repent as a nation, we will earn all the brachos Hashem has promised us. For example, the pasuk says in Devar and Parshas Vaschanan, Perek Dalet, v'haya ba'achos hayamim, v'shavta es ad Hashem Elokecha, u'shamata b'kolo. It will be in the end of days, you will return unto Hashem your God. You will listen to His voice. And therefore, says the Panim Yafos, the Torah here uses the word that in conjunction with the bracha, as a bracha asher tishmu'u, the blessing that you will listen, because it implies inevitability. It is inevitable that when we return unto the Lord our God at the end of days, asher tishmu al mitzvot Hashem Elokechem, it is inevitable that we will listen to the mitzvot of Hashem our God, and therefore the bracha will inevitably follow, and therefore bracha is in conjunction with the word that. That will happen in the end of days. You will return unto the Lord your God. The bracha immediately will follow. By contrast, says the Panim Yafos, the word if is used for the curses, because the curses are not inevitable. Hakala im lo sishmu, it will be if by chance you do not repent and listen to the name of Hashem your God, then the klala will come. But this is not inevitable. It only is dependent upon our deeds. I was thinking also something else. Asher reminds me of the word ashrei. David HaMelech, in opening up Sefer Tehillim, the first pasuk of Ketuvim, David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas v'sha'im, uvadar chata'im lo amad, uvamoshav leitzim lo yashav, kim besoras Hashem chefso, uvesoraso yega yamam v'layla. Fortunate is the man who does not walk with the sinners or sit with the scoffers or walk with the wicked. Rather, fortunate is the man who contemplates Torah, who is involved in Torah day and night. And the first word of all of Sefer Tehillim, of all of Ketuvim, is Ashrei. Fortunate are you. So I was thinking to myself when I read these psukim, Re'e anochi nosin lifnecham hayam brachu klala, Moshe Rabbeinu says, see me. See, I place before you today the blessing and the curse as Habracha Asher Tishmu al Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. The blessing will come when you are fortunate to listen to the mitzvos of Hashem your God. Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Eschavmeim. You are fortunate that it is I, Moshe Rabbeinu, who command you to these mitzvos today. And I think that it's just such a beautiful, I did not see this brought down anywhere, but I think that it makes sense. And I think that, not I think, it's obvious that the word asher is like the word ashrei, fortunate. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us that fortunate is the nation who goes in the ways of God. Fortunate is the nation that has Moshe Rabbeinu as a teacher. Fortunate is the nation that returns unto the Lord your God and clings to the mitzvot of Hashem your God. And when we embrace the ashrei, the fortunate that we are, to have mitzvah v'sorasa yaga yamam v'layla, we contemplate Torah by day and by night, and inevitably, es habracha, the blessing will come. When we appreciate how fortunate we are to be the Am HaNivchar, the nation of God, who has the Torah HaKadosha that elevates us every single day with a beautiful lesson as we prepare to close out 1 year and usher in a new year. We always have to remember, Ashreinu, I thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, a Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.